Beginning the parshios of the building of the Mishkan and entering into the world of Kadshim over the next couple of months or so, and people find that these parshios are not so nogeh to them, they don't feel very connected to them, they're very distant and foreign, because of course we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So I'd like to show you through some halacha to V'asuli Mikdash V'Shechati B'Socham, to show how the Shechina, how the Beis HaMikdash, is really resting within each of ourselves, within each of our homes. And there are minhagim halachas that we do learn and model after the Mishkan, after the Beis HaMikdash, and various other halachas of the Karbanos. So the pasuk in the parasha tells us, "V'nasata al shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid," that when you build a shulchan, you should place upon them the lechem hapanim. The lechem hapanim serve as a model for a number of interesting halachas when it comes to lechem mishnah on Friday night. The Shai Tshuva quotes from the Arizal that he had the custom of having 12 loaves of bread at each of the meals on Shabbos, kineged the 12 loaves of lechem hapanim. The Minhag HaGra was also trying to model lechem mishnah after lechem hapanim, but he had a different tactic. At each meal, there'd be two loaves, lechem mishnah. He cut them in half, so two in half, he cut both of them in half, would be four. So you have now four halves at each meal. Now four times three meals on Shabbos is 12. So that's how the Gra got to the amount of 12, again, keneged lechem hapanim. Some have the practice of braiding the challahs with six braids. So there's six braids for each challah, and there are two challahs at each meal. So that's six times two, that's 12. So that's how some have the minhag of, again, trying to emulate the 12 lechem hapanim. The shape of the challah is pointed out by the Svarim HaKadoshim, that they're in the shape of a vav. A vav is a gematria 6. So we have two challah rolls, that gives 12, a total of 12, again, keneged lechem hapanim. So this explains a number of the minhagim that we or others might have with regards to lechem mishnah being modeled after lechem hapanim. The Rama, right in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, describes that there's a minhag for women to knead and bake challah Erev Shabbos. And there are a number of different explanations trying to explain such a minhag. The Mishnah Berurah offers a couple of them, but Rav Yaakov Emden explains the reason why we have such a minhag is because the lechem upanim were baked on Erev Shabbos. So too, in order to model after that, to again, v'shechanti b'sochem, to bring the Shechina into our homes, to model our bias after the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Yaakov Emden says, we bake challah Erev Shabbos, just like they baked the lechem upanim on Erev Shabbos. There's another halacha with regards to lechem mishnah in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person should be botseya al shtei kikaros, on two loaves of bread, and the Rama adds in parentheses, shlemos, they have to be shalim. What's the basis? What's the source that has to be shalim? So I thought maybe you could base on the Gemara Menachos Dafid Beis Amin Beis. The Gemara there says that if lechem upanim breaks, if it's missing a kosher, when it breaks, the Mefarshim point out, that means a small crumb fell off, so then it's going to be pasul. It's not shalim anymore. So perhaps this is the reason why we need to have shleimos, our lechem mishnah, just like lechem upanim. I found that afterwards, Rav Nassan Gishetner had said this in the Tshuvas Lahoros Nassan, Chelek Aleph Simon Yudal. He says this idea that the basis for having lechem mishnah shleimos is based on the lechem upanim that had to be shleimos as well. The Shai Tshuva brings a debate. If, let's say, your challah is missing a little bit, a little crumb fell off, or you took it out of aluminum foil, or something ripped off, is that going to be good for shleimos? Is that still considered shalim? So the Shai Tshuva brings a debate. Depends how much it is. 1/48, according to some, is tolerable. More than that isn't. Some say even a small amount of even a tiny crumb might make the bread no longer shalim. So perhaps this machlokes really depends on how much of the crumbs are removed from the challah, whether it's going to render it pasul or not for lechem mishnah, might be taloi on the halachas when it comes to lechem upanim. Lechem upanim, the mefarshim say, even a kosher, if a tiny crumb breaks off the lechem upanim, so then it's disqualified. So if you assume that lechem mishnah is going to be modeled after lechem upanim, so then even a small crumb should disqualify the lechem mishnah. But if you assume that lechem mishnah is not exactly modeled after lechem upanim, so then we'd be more tolerable of how much falls off and still would consider it to be shalim. Halach l'maisa, Rav the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman that if a small piece of crumb falls off, we assume it's still kosher. Most people assume it's still considered shalem. And unless a significant chunk falls off, you could still consider it shalem for the purposes of Lechem Mishnah. So you see from all this, though, there are minhagim, there are halachas that are modeled after the Mishkan that we bring into our own home. And particularly on Shabbos, as Sfas Emes says, Shabbos, the building of the Mishkan was meant to be Mitzarif Shemayim V'aretz, to bring together Shemayim V'aretz. So too, Shabbos is meant to bring Shemayim V'aretz together. Shabbos is a time of Shleimus, Kikaro Shleimus, to have complete roles, that we should be complete with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There should be Shleimus in the home. So through learning Kadshim, through seeing how it comes to our life, we should be zocha to that Shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, and Mirtz Hashem, through that, be zocha to Vishachanti B'Socham, that the Shechinah should be Shara in each one of our homes. Have a good Shabbos.